impudent face, she begins to have a conversation with him, which we'll see in a minute. Now, let me ask you just an honest question here. Why was this young man out in the middle of the night, if you will, out in the dark? What is he doing down there on her corner? What is he doing walking down her path looking for her house? My friends, I'm simply trying to suggest to you that he was looking for her and he found her. He was looking and he found it. If you are looking for trouble, you will find it. If you are looking to engage in sinful conduct, you will find it. You get what you're looking for. You're presented with that which you're seeking out. This young man is accountable for himself. And he's walking down a path and he's creating the problems for himself. Let me share with you an interesting context in relationship to this. Go back to Exodus 32. Exodus chapter 32 and verse 24. You remember what happened with the Israelites, right? The text says, and I said to them, verse 24 of Exodus 32, whoever has any gold, this is Aaron speaking, remember, whoever has any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me, and I cast it into the fire, and this calf came out. Now, do you realize how silly that is? I have seen a lot of gold and different kinds of materials melted in my days. My father-in-law was a foundryman. I've known a lot of glass workers. I used to walk into Wismack Glass all the time in Payton City when I delivered pizzas back in my early days. And I've seen a lot of molten things, but I have never seen anybody just pour any old molten particular matter into something and a calf come out. You know the truth about that, right? There was no calf that just came out of that. They fashioned and molded and shaped an image of a calf. And you know why they didn't make a golden rabbit or a golden squirrel or a golden chipmunk? The reason why is the calf was religiously honored and worshipped back in Egypt. They were making a conscious decision. They got what they were looking for. They were no longer interested in the God who had led them out of bondage. They were no longer interested in this Moses. He'd been gone way too long for their patience to wear. And so there was no longer any tolerance on their part, and they determined to go back to the religious philosophies they had learned back there in Egypt, and they fashioned a golden calf. They got what they were looking for. Let's be honest. When we sin, when we transgress, when we go beyond what God has designed, when we sin, I got what I was looking for. We're not just happenstance. It's not just coincidence. It's not just, well, some things happen. I realize that some temptations come our way that we didn't ask for. I realize that sometimes we might find ourselves and we had no idea that a certain kind of temptation might happen in that environment. But if I choose to move forward in that temptation, I made a decision. And the truth is, a lot of times we place ourselves in circumstance and then want to throw our hands up and say, well, I had no idea. Yes, I did. Let's be honest. There are a lot of times where I place myself in circumstances and I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew exactly the kind of people that I was going to be around. I knew the exact kind of environment it was going to be. I knew exactly what I was getting into. And I'm hoping that somehow, someday, I'll be able to try to explain to my God that why it was that I didn't really know when I really did know what I was placing myself into. He found what he was looking for. And until you and I are blatantly honest about that, until you and I just admit it and acknowledge that there are times in my life when I've sinned where I found exactly what I was looking for. And denying that won't help me correct or change it. So he too had to learn that lesson. Let's move forward. Verse 14. Back into the text of Proverbs 7. I want you to notice how she approaches him. So she catches him, she kisses him, and in verse 14 she says, I have peace offerings with me. Today I have paid my vows. Now I realize this is a proverb, this is a picture, but I want you to think about the picture. Her argument is, I'm a religious girl. When she says, I have peace, I've made peace offerings, I've made a vow, what she's talking about, or what the language implies there, is the idea she has been to worship. And some of that which she took for sacrifice was permitted for her to be able to take back home. I have a good meal here that I can prepare for you. I have paid my vows. I have made my peace offerings. I am convinced that the imagery there is the idea that I have done an act of religion. I'm really a good person. I have the dress of a harlot earlier in the text, right? I have the clothing of something else. But don't be fooled by that. Don't listen to what everybody says. When I was in college down in Alabama for about a year and a half, majoring in low-interest loans, but I can remember I was walking across campus one day, and I heard a girl hollering my name from across the parking lot. And I'm a college student, mind you. So a girl calling my name across the parking lot, you've got my attention, right? And I looked back across that parking lot, and I thought, there is not a chance in the world I know this girl by the simple way she was dressed. I thought in my heart, how do I know this girl? And as she walked closer, I kept asking myself, Brian, where have you been? What have you done that you have encountered this young lady? And she got finally about 10 feet away. And it finally dawned on me, Brian, you saw her at services last Sunday morning. I would not have been able to recognize the same young person. On Sunday, looked like everybody else. Religious, faithful, wants to worship God.